This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Rock y'all, non-stop y'all, to the beat y'all, the body rock y'all, so let's rock y'all, non-stop y'all, to the beat y'all, the body rock y'all, so let's rock y'all, non-stop y'all, to the beat y'all, the body rock y'all, so let's rock y'all.
Body Rock. What do you think of that?
I thought that was two different songs.
It's the same song. Welcome everyone. Happy Saturday to you. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And that was Moby with Body Rock. I think I just said that. This is the 1999 show. If you're keeping track. Now we're playing songs for the next hour and a half, all from 1999, and we'll have some fun things to talk about, some fun trivia.
I love fun trivia.
I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. So what do you know about 1999, Riley?
Not much.
Other than it was the last year of the 1900s?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Cool.
And that you were,
math. The math is mathing. All right. No one can see you counting on your fingers.
Shut up!
Just saying.
Meaningless count.
You're counting way too hard. How about we just...
You were 23.
I would have turned 23. No. would have turned 23, correct? No, 22, 99, 20, I would have turned 22.
Can't count, Dad.
There we go. I see, now you're messing me up. So anyway, we got more music for you. We got more of Riley's favorite band, Rage Against the Machine, coming up. We got some Sugar Ray, but before that, we have Jimmy Eat World. Well, off of their debut album, Clarity, this is Lucky Denver Mint.
We'll be right back. Yeah. frozen still. There is no other pill to take. So swallow the one that made you ill.
Sleep Now in the Fire by Rage Against the Machine. Before that, we had Someday by Sugar Ray, and leading it off, Lucky Denver Mint by Jimmy Eat World. What do you think of those three? Big fan. I can tell you are a
huge fan.
All right. Well, that's something.
You heard me when he started playing. I was like, this sounds really familiar. Do I know this band?
You do know that band.
I've heard that song like 1,000 times.
It is, in fact, your favorite band in the world.
No. Actually, it's yours because it was on Just for Jen like 2 different times.
Was it?
Yeah.
Interesting. What songs?
I don't know. Probably the middle and the other one.
Then there's
two.
There's a bunch of songs off of that
there's
album.
There's two.
Off of that second album. But we're not playing that because it's not the 2001 show. It's the 99 show where we play songs from 1999 and we talk about 1999. What happened then?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Who was born in 19... Let's go straight to the who was born in 1999.
Not me.
Let's see if you know any of these people.
I was kind of busy being not born.
Being non-existent? Makes sense. Makes sense. Or were you? Because that was the year that I met your mother. And it was all downhill from there. You were a fait accompli.
A what?
It's French. Look it up.
I don't know how to spell it. Can you spell it?
1999 births. Sabrina Carpenter. You heard of her?
Yep.
That's right. Excellent. Actually, it might be Latin. Might not be French. It sounds French. Maybe it's Latin. Don't at me. In fact, at me on Threads.
A fait accompli.
Close enough. Gracie Abrams. She's a singer. You've heard of her?
Yeah.
All right. Also born in 1999. Lil Nas X. Born in 99. These people are all born in the 1900s.
Wait, so I don't know. I'm confused.
What?
I don't understand the definition of
it. It means a thing that has already happened.
But I didn't happen. I was not born.
It was already predetermined.
Yeah.
Once we met, it was over. Like,
it's done.
What's going to happen is going to happen. That's what that means. Loi V, you know
what
that
is? Wait, now I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, I do.
Whoa. She sings kind of jazzy standards.
Yeah, I know. She's really popular.
She is really popular. And Luka Doncic.
No.
He is a basketball player. He used to play in the Mavs. Now he plays on the Lakers.
Okay.
Some people were upset. And some people are pretty cool with it.
Were you upset? Or are you pretty cool with
it? I don't care. Actually, I was upset because now the Lakers were like, winning the championship is now a fait accompli. But now Jimmy Butler's he's on the Dubs now. Here we go.
I like Jimmy Butler.
Why wouldn't you? He's fantastic. But this isn't NBA talk. This is 1999 talk. That's it. Let's play a little bit more music.
Okay.
This is a band that I haven't heard in a long time. Travis with Why Does It Always Rain on Me? That's the question. Let's find out.
I can't sleep tonight. Everybody you're shining. I can't afford the lightning. I can't stand myself. I'm being held up by invisible men. Still life on a shelf when I got my mind on something else. Some days, oh, where have you gone? I get the strangest feeling you belong. Why does it always rain on me? Is it because I lied when I was 17? Why does it always rain on me? Even when the sun is shining, I can't afford the lightning.
Your foe, your foe.
Then The Morning Comes by Smash Mouth. Before that, Why Does It Always Rain on Me by Travis. What do you think of those songs?
That wasn't 10 seconds.
It wasn't. It was way quicker than I thought it was going to be. But that happens. It happens. Sometimes bands end their songs before I expect them to. What do you think of those songs?
Fine.
Smash Mouth, good?
Yes.
Travis? They had a couple of hits later on.
I wasn't listening to them.
That's fine. My gosh, what else happened in 1999? My gosh, NASA. Have you heard of NASA?
Yeah.
They intentionally crashed the lunar prospector on the moon after it was out there looking for water, and part of the plan was at the end of the flight, it was just going to crash into the moon and see if any water came out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, that was their plan.
You're joking.
No, they were gonna look and see if they saw any like ice crystals or whatever.
Did they see any?
No.
Okay.
There's no water on the moon.
The guys from the next moon mission gonna go get it?
What?
Are the guys from the next moon mission gonna go get it?
No. We don't get trash from the moon or in space. It just lives there.
Okay.
Yep. We just littered the moon. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's on the dark side of the moon, so it's fine.
Oh, like that. Please play that song from
Pink Floyd?
No, from T9's Go, from when they're all on the island, and it's Starfire's song.
I don't know that song.
Yes, you do.
Well, I'm not going to play it on the radio. Yeah, you look that up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. This is Daniel Yearbook. It's the 1999 show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6. At 89.7 WTBR-FM.
No nonsense, no messing around, just 100% pure rock. Unplug your appliances. We need the power. WTBR.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend the earth.
Incubus with Stellar off of their 1999 Make Yourself album. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley. And in case anyone has a CD of that album, there's a poster in the little lyric book. And I have it. And, well, I'm sure there's a poster in every lyric book.
And I have it?
No, that's my copy.
Oh. You have a copy of Make... That's right. You wanted to get, like... You wanted to have, like, a collection of Make Yourself albums?
Because you can find, like, 5 at any thrift store.
That's true. They are big in the thrift store. Good to know.
Anyway, they have a cool little poster.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty cool. It's on my wall.
Well, it's your money. I'm only here to make sure you don't spend it on nonsense. You're welcome. We're back. What else is going on? 1999. Oh, you know what happened in 1999? The last flight of the SR-71. What's that? Any guesses? It's a plane. It's the fastest plane in the world, in fact. It holds the record of the fastest speed, which is like 2,100 miles an hour.
It's not that fast.
2,100 miles an hour?
I could run that fast.
I don't think you can. Which is, I think it set the record from New York to London in 1 hour and 54 minutes. That's fast. It also has the highest altitude, something like 85,000 feet. It was a plane that was designed to be able to fly so high and so fast that no one could shoot it down. And nobody shot one down. Although one did get hit with shrapnel because, you know, people got close. But still, 0 for 0. Or whatever, 1 for 1 and not getting shot down. Anyway, back to the music. What do we got here? Now is the time in the show where we play 3 songs from one band. I can review this album because I've heard it a bunch. It's a good album. It is, believe it or not, another band from Sacramento. Who is it?
Pierceville?
It's Oleander. Sacramento's own Oleander. They had a good run in 99 off their with their February Sun album. Pretty good. 3.5 out of 5, I would give it. What do you think? Have you ever heard this band?
No.
All right. Well, they're called Oleander, which is a flower or like a bush. Anyway, when you drive up and down kind of like central northern California, in the middle of the freeway dividers are usually lined with oleander. That's the flower that they use.
Why?
Because, you know, you're driving around the desert and you want a nice flower that looks okay against the desert scenes. Next time we drive back, next time we're driving around there, I'll point it out to you. Look at all the oleander.
Driving back?
Not really a big thing in Southern California. It's more of a Northern California.
Driving back sounds cool.
Does it?
I could drive back there.
All right.
Well, as long as we could stay forever and ever.
And ever? Well, I'm sure that I know there's a Space Force base out there.
Awesome.
Vandenberg.
Sold.
So, all right. Well, you look up how to get into the Space Force. We will listen to a couple of songs from Oleander. We'll start it with Why I'm Here.
I don't wanna would say I'm sorry if I thought that it would change your mind. But I know that this time I have said too much, been too unkind.
Thank you.
I Walk Alone by Oleander off of their 1999 February Sun album. Before that, a totally original song, Boys Don't Cry. Nope, it's a cover. Of The Cure, I want to say. What do you think?
Are you stupid?
Hey, don't be rude.
I can be rude if I want to. You just asked the dumbest question I've heard all day.
Before that, Why I'm Here. What do you think of that Oleander band?
You're weird.
What do you think? They're weird?
Yeah.
They sound like every other band from 1999.
They're not Sacramento's greatest band.
They're not what now?
They're not Sacramento's greatest band.
They sound like MCR.
No, they don't.
In my mind.
They literally don't.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, your mind needs to change right now.
Well, I don't know about all that. Okay. Okay.
I don't hear it at all. Like, literally the only thing that sounds like MCR is the drums.
All right.
It sounds like Otter's drumming.
Aggressive drums, but not too aggressive.
I mean,
we're going to get to our aggressive drum songs later in the show where things get aggressive. But, you know, what do you think of Oleander in general? In general.
They're weird. Not really a fan. Too fuzzy for me.
Too busy?
Fuzzy.
Too fuzzy? Oh, that's interesting. Too fuzzy. Interesting. That's an interesting take. You know what I think? That's interesting. All right. Well, okay. Too fuzzy. Too fuzzy it is. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we keep the music going? Why don't we head north of the border? We hear a Canadian band from 99. This is Our Lady Peace with One Man Army.
People read their lips, now let it linger. Is there anything that makes them sincere? Come on, tightly hold your hand, take a deep breath, give them the finger. Are you worried that your thoughts are not quite I'm
desert speak to my heart? Oh, woman of the earth, maker of children who weep for love, maker of this birth. Till your deepest secrets unknown to me, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Don't try to find the answer when there ain't no question here. Brother, let your heart be wounded and give no mercy to your fear. Adam and Eve live down the street from me. Babylon is every town. It's as crazy as it's ever been. Love's a stranger all around. In the moment we lost our minds here and lay our spirit down. Today we lived a thousand years. What we have is now. Run to the water and find me there. Burn to the cold, but not broken. Cut through the madness of these streets below the moon. These streets below. Say, this world was just a dream, we were sleeping, now we are awake. Till we can see, in a moment we lost our minds here, and dreamt the world was round. A million miles far from grace, thank God we missed the ground. Run to the water and find.
To the Water by Live, of course.
How would you do that?
Before that, One Man Army by Our Lady of Peace. What do you think of those two songs?
All I heard was the last one.
Well, what do you think of that song?
It was okay.
That's
a weird band to have as a favorite band.
Live?
Yeah, they're weird.
They're fun. They are a little weird. But you know what? Whatever. Who cares? It's fine. It's fine. So what do you think? We'll take a quick break. We'll return at the top of the hour with more of the 1999 show on Zennial Yearbook. This is Zennial. Yeah, I look at that clock every single day.
You're joking.
Not every day, every week. It's been there the whole time.
It's so weird.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We will be right back.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
WTBR.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Ah!
Collective Soul with Tremble for My Beloved. This is Zeniel Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I feel like we're coming back too quickly, and I'm Riley.
What?
We just took a break. That was one song.
No, it's the top of the hour. So we take we take a break, we come back, there's one song, and then I talk. We talk, we chit chat, and then we play more songs. That's how we've been doing it for 43 shows.
Well, I've always thought it was weird and never thought about to ask about it.
Okay.
Well, never thought about to ask about it.
Makes
take
sense.
Take notes on my English.
Seems legit. Do you recognize that song?
It sounds a little familiar.
I bet it does. Do you know why?
Why? Because
it's in Twilight. Do you know which part?
Nope.
It's that part where Edward stops car.
Oh.
Their first Twilight. And they played that song, and I was like,
That's a weird choice.
That song doesn't fit. But I'm like, you know, I like.
Yeah, that is that. Yeah.
I know it's the song. I know, because I was like, why are they playing this song? It's very weird. Anyway.
I didn't know that song.
Anyway, this is Zeniel Yearbook. It's the 1999 show where we play songs from 1999 and on occasion. What do we do?
Play 3 songs from every album.
We do that, but we also do more fun stuff. Like we have fun trivia games, and because it's 1999, what game were we playing?
Pay attention.
We're playing 1999. Do you know how you remember how to play this game?
No.
So, for this game, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna play anything. I'm gonna read to you 11. Well, now I have 11. 11 songs from a band, and you have to tell me whether that song came out before or after 1999.
Oh, I remember this game.
Right, last time we did Green Day.
Yeah.
This year, we are doing Radiohead.
Okay.
You think you can do it?
Maybe.
You think you can go 11 for 11?
Can I have a quick refresh?
What does that mean?
I mean, can I look up Radiohead on Spotify?
No. Put your phone down. Absolutely not. Absolutely okay. Not. All right, here we go. First song, before or after 1999? Creep.
Before.
That's right. Jigsaw Falling Into
after.
Place. Correct. That was in 2007.
I know, that's why I want to play it so bad. And we should do 2007.
Fake Plastic Trees.
Before.
There.
I feel like it's either right before or right after.
Okay.
Or is it in like 2015?
There.
Isn't that from... What album was that from?
I am not going to tell you.
After.
And right, it's 2003. Karma Police.
Before.
What?
Before.
My Iron Lung.
Before.
2 + 2 = 5.
After.
Idiotech.
After.
Man, 2000. That was a good one. Paranoid Android.
Before.
The National Anthem.
I've never heard that song, but I'm going to say after.
My gosh, look at you. One more to go.
Okay.
It's an easy one. Stop whispering.
It's before.
Look at you. 11 for 11.
God. I'm so good.
That's a good... See, it's a pretty good game.
What album is,
There?
Yeah.
Same one as 2 + 2 = 5. Is that In Rainbows?
No. I was thinking, but... Pretty sure it was, but...
I don't know. Whatever came out in 2003. I'll have wrote down...
The one with, A Wolf at the Door. And 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah,
and Sail to the Moon.
Oh my gosh, look at you. You're like a Radiohead head. And that...
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. That was 1999.
That had better be what they're called. 1999.
What a great game. Don't you wanna go? Do you wanna go?
No.
Well, alright. Well, that's...
What I do, there's no My Chemical Romance.
That's true. There is... Or was, in fact.
I just have to wait 3 more years.
No MCR. Well, why don't we keep on with the music? And you know what? Let's get aggressive. play some aggro songs. We'll start off with a band called Static X.
Up in me, kneel down and clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can see. Inside my shell, I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me. Something about this so very wrong. I have to love.
chosen, or are you the last? The message was there, and it seems so unreal. 'Cause now I'm made of plastic wire. Over, but the supernova don't stop. Can you explain just what you are? 'Cause I've never been this close to a star. Right, the message was sent, you know what to do.
Power Man 5000 with Supernova Goes Pop. That's Rob Zombie's little brother.
That sounds like Marilyn Manson.
Well, it ain't. Before that, we had Wait and Bleed by Slipknot.
That was the only other song I could play off that album besides the like beginning interlude or an 8-minute song.
Or an 8-minute song. All right, well, that's fine. And before that, Push It by Static X. What do you think of those?
I knew...
Pretty metal. Metal-ish. Metal-esque. Oh my gosh. So, that last song, Supernova Goes Pop, have I told you my mosh pit story?
You? In a mosh pit?
So I've been in my fair share of mosh pits.
No, this, you have. I don't believe you.
Let me tell you this story, and then you can make your own decision. So, imagine it. It's 1999. It's the Lunatic Luau at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater. In Virginia Beach, Virginia. You know where that is?
Yep. I know where Virginia Beach, Virginia is.
You know that park that we force you to walk around sometimes?
Oh, I hate that
it's
park.
It's like across the street from that park.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see it.
You can see it. That's correct. Anywho.
I hate that park.
It's 1999. Power Man 5000 is on because, you know, they're doing their thing. And I'm watching the show, and like the song starts, and like a mosh pit forms, and I'm like at one of the edges of the mosh pit. I'm not in the mosh pit. I'm just like at the edge.
Yeah.
And like the song's going for maybe 45 seconds or so, and I turn around, and the mosh pit has grown around me, and there's like six of us just like standing in the middle of the mosh pit because the mosh pit exploded around us, and it was very concerning, disconcerting.
Did you run out?
No, I couldn't run out because there's just people throwing each other themselves all over the place.
Okay,
where am I supposed to go?
I didn't realize it started moving.
No, it just like it developed around me. It was okay. Very, it was very exciting.
Oh, okay, I see.
Very, it's fun. It's
I
a fun
see.
Time.
Do you remember the guy that sent his fail with like a Pikachu costume?
No. But okay. Yes.
Do you remember the girl that kept flashing security?
No.
I remember that girl. Did you really not see her?
No, I didn't see. All I was watching, I was probably watching the show. I've seen enough concert footage of, or just concert people.
They were like, absolutely concerts. Not. They got mad at her.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you gotta go. They're like, she was like, shut no. it down. And then she like ran away or something.
Yeah, ran away.
She like, before I don't know, get, it's pretty easy to.
Before you get thrown out.
It was really funny. She did like four times.
Nice.
Did you really not see that at all?
I didn't see that at all.
I was going to point out to you, but I felt like that might be weird.
It would be weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I was fine just watching the show.
Okay.
It was a good time. Let's hear some STP. Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots off of their album number 4. Is it their fourth album? 99?
Probably.
Possibly. What do they have? Core, and then Purple, and then Tiny Music, and then 4. I think that's right. Yeah, so that's it. This is Zennial Yearbook. That was the 1999 show. We got, we got one more song to play.
Okay, what is it?
And then we'll wrap the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in all across the world. We're world famous now.
We're not.
No, probably not. All across the county.
Mm.
Unless you go north of Adams, then probably not. It's fine. Thanks for listening. Well, come back next week if you like us at 2 o'clock, and next Saturday we'll have some more music for you. This is, this was a thing that happened. The Crystal Method and Filter. This is Trip Like I Do.